that's blown away in the wind, separated from the wheat, all these different symbols that illustrate those of us that don't prepare for this test. When this test comes, we're going to go fully on the side of Satan, giving heed to devils and seducing spirits, the doctrines of devils. Brothers and sisters, that's quite a solemn thought. We're not only on the verge of a Sunday law, we're on the verge of either being totally committed to the Lord or totally under the control of Satan. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 400. As trials thicken around us, both separation and unity will be seen in our ranks. Some who are now ready to take up weapons of warfare will, in times of real peril, make it manifest that they have not built upon the solid rock. They will yield to temptation. Those who have had great light and precious privileges, but have not improved them, will, under one pretext or another, go out from among us. Not have received the love of the truth, they will be taken in the delusions of the enemy. They will give heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils, and will depart from the faith. But on the other hand, when the storm of persecution really breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. Self-denying efforts will be put forth to save the lost, and many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd. The people of God will draw together and present to the enemy a united front. In view of the common peril, strife for supremacy will cease. There will be no disputing as to who shall be accounted greatest. No one of the true believers will say, "I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas." The testimony of one and all will be, "I cleave unto Christ, I rejoice in him as my personal Savior." Brothers and sisters, she says, when the storm of persecution hits, those that haven't prepared for that test of the Sunday law will give heed to the doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. She says, on the other hand, those that are faithful will stand faithful. And she says, those that have previously left, that still have a sensitive conscience, some of them will come stand. Brothers and sisters, that's what's illustrated in the scattering. There's many that have come into Adventism today that have been scattered hither and yon by the different false doctrines, or have become discouraged with this condition of the church, but they still have that sensitive heart. They still have a mind open to receive the impressions of the Holy Spirit. This is the time in which we're living, and brothers and sisters, we need to be open to be used by the